Yes, the feast is over today. It's the last day. How sad. I don't want to go home. It is so nice when God's Spirit is among all of us like this. Nothing seems to matter too much. You can get your toe run over by a car and it really wouldn't bother you, would it? We do go back in a couple days, and things we may face or have been facing probably still there waiting for us. But we can remember and how wonderful this feast is to us all and how good we all felt. And like I said, things don't seem to trouble us that much. Me anyway. It kind of reminds me of Paul's love for Timothy and 2 Timothy, when he addresses and is waiting for Timothy, and he's so sincere, and he's so dedicated to his work, and it's just so nice to hear this and read this and feel it. When we get back, we face things that are there waiting for us and things that we've been going through. We have to watch out for a lot of things. We have to watch out for deception, especially as these times are getting closer. We can see it all around us. We can see it in TV and the news, and especially the election. It comes in all different forms, even deceiving ourselves. Our challenges may be our challenges. But sometimes the challenge is sin itself. And it's hard sometimes to overcome sin. That battle is always within us. It's there until we're changed. And it can be very discouraging sometimes, but there is no giving up. You may say, I can't do this, and it's our own weaknesses that do it to us. We have to stay strong. This can be the most difficult challenge that we do face. Hopefully not every day, but sometimes we do get down, and to me it's mostly overcoming sin. Like I said, you can run my toe over and I'll get over that. But the fact that sin is such a difficult thing to get over, it's most difficult for myself. if we would turn over to Psalm 73, and we'll look at Asaph, how he felt. Psalm 73, and we'll start in verse 21. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. He sounded like he was pretty torn up. And over in verse 2 and 3, we can see why. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. Almost. He didn't go down. But he was close, probably. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. That is pretty discerning sometimes. We're struggling, and we see all the rich people who, a lot of them got there by sin and stepping on little people. It's not very nice. It's not a very good world that we have to endure, but we do. We can't stay away from it. We have to be in it. We have to be lights. We have to continue on. Well, we could stop right there. It's a bit like Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." If we just look at that, we don't have a very good outlook for ourselves, do we? It's kind of discouraging in a way, and it makes me, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can come out of sin. But let's continue on in verse 23 and 24. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, receive me to glory. There's good inspiration right there. And we have to continually, no matter how we feel, always look to God. He is our strength. Jesus Christ says, all you have to do is pray in my name. He says it many times. I mean, it's not there just to fill the pages. We have to do it. We have to be strong. Is there a solution? Yeah, there is. Whoops. Put on the armor of God. That's not what I was going to say. What do we have to do? We have to walk worthy. Continually walk worthy. Paul had a pretty good grasp on the struggle. We'll go over to Romans 7. Romans 7. We'll start in 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, and we all know this set of scriptures, very famous, and it's always a good one to look back on. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. It is the sin. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. The law is a reminder. I mean, if we didn't sin, we wouldn't need the law. For what I know, that in me, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. He realizes that as long as he lives, there's going to be sin in him. And it's hard to overcome. We get down, that's when Satan comes in. He knows we're prime targets. For the will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Verse 20, now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that is evil present with me, or that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. His heart wanted good. He knew he wanted to be good always. But it's the ongoing struggle and the deceit that we can cause ourselves. If we let sin overtake us. And then in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? God. Simple as that. So we have to continue. We walk worthy. We are able to grasp that armor. We know what it is. We can reach for it and use it. Over in Ephesians, if we would turn over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, he considered himself prisoner, so there was no turning back for him, no matter what kind of struggles he went through. Beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Live peacefully, walk humbly. It's a good key. We should always strive for this. Mr. Harris mentioned driving in traffic the other day. And I was driving in traffic the other day. I just didn't see the same thing he did. I wanted to run that car over. That didn't happen. Erica reminded me pretty quick. Slow down. So if we lose heart, then chances are we're not going to make it. We can't do this without the armor of God. And we can't get the honor of God without walking worthy. We have to earn it. It has to be a pleasure in our lives. We need this to complete God's will for us. So let's turn over Colossians. Colossians 1. And we'll start in verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease praying for you. And that is so very important. I'm here because everyone prayed God's will. And we need to continue this. That same love that Paul relays in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, well, all his books. You can read all his books. You can see his genuine love for everyone and dedication. And it's such a warming, comforting feel. And it does feel good when you love. It doesn't feel that good when you're angry or something's not going our way. And we always remember humble. It's a good thing. Continuing. Pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, and strengthened with all might. Strengthened is what we need so often today, and that physical well-being and mental well-being, spiritually. We need the strength to overcome this world and overcome sin. According to His glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, that's, we have to keep that in mind too. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. That's our goal, to take our inheritance. We earn it, it's ours. If we don't walk the walk, we won't be able to partake in this inheritance. We have to continue constantly thinking of God, His way of life, what He's given us, and what we have waiting for us. Continuing praying for each of us always and being strong.